So are you a cat person or a dog person? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. So here's a fun story, or maybe not so fun story, about kittens. One day at my other job, we were doing a training downstairs, and one of the ladies that was being trained said that she could hear a cat meowing. So they followed the noise and discovered that there was, in fact, a kitten trapped in this little vent thing. And we assumed that the kitten got through the window well that's directly on the outside of the vent. And don't worry, the kitten was completely unharmed and rescued, and they're totally okay. And since then, we've actually found entire litters of kittens in the window well, and they've been safely rehomed. But I always think about those stories when I hear the words kittens being rescued. And that's what today's Devo is actually called, Rescued Kitten by A.W. Smith. When kittens are rescued and placed in a new family, they have a lot to learn, which usually includes learning not to scratch the furniture. Still, their rescuers are patient and help them learn how to live in their new family. This is kind of like our story as Christians. We were lost before God rescued us, like an orphaned kitten caught in a thunderstorm, cold and wet and trembling. When we trusted Jesus as our Savior, God forgave our sins and gave us a brand new life. He took us home and lovingly placed us in His family. But we still do wrong things sometimes. As humans, we have a tendency to sin, a bent toward hating God and our neighbors. Just like rescued kittens give in to their instincts to sharpen their claws on the couch, we often give in to our old sinful nature. But when kittens become part of a family, the family teaches them not to be destructive, and God teaches us as Christians how to act like members of His family too. He gives us the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to live a godly life. Jesus takes sin seriously and calls us to commit our whole selves to living in His good ways. He also knows we'll still do wrong things sometimes. But even when we do, He will always forgive us. And when Jesus returns, He will make everything new, and we won't struggle with our old sinful nature anymore. Are you learning how to be a member of God's family? We all still sin sometimes, but if we know Jesus, the Holy Spirit is teaching us to change our ways. Whenever we get discouraged at our own tendency to sin, we can come to Jesus and find rest in His unshakable love and forgiveness. The reality is, as Christians, we are part of God's family forever, and nothing can separate us from His love. We can thank Him for the Holy Spirit's power over sin and trust Him to guide us in turning away from sin and instead doing what's right. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Learning to love God and our neighbors can be hard. When have you seen God work in your life to help you learn how to love well? What is an area where that struggle is still ongoing? Progress isn't always linear, so it may be two steps forward, one step back. But you can know that Jesus is always with you and will complete the work He started in you. Who are trusted Christians in your life who you could be honest with about your struggles? How could you set aside time to pray for each other and help point each other to God's Word this week? As you and I can read in 2 Peter 1:3, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him, who calls us by His own glory and goodness. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, and you might have to get out a pen and paper for this one, Luke 15:1-7, Romans 7:15-8:4, as well as 38-39, and 2 Peter 1:3-4, to keep God's Word alive in your life. And if you didn't get all that, it's on the Unlocked Devo app and it's on the unlocked.org website. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? Do you have ideas for Devos of your own, maybe based on things that you're learning in Scripture or in life or in church or things that you are reading in your Bible? I'd encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, have you ever met someone and thought, I hope your weirdness matches my weirdness so we can be friends? Well, that's actually the opening line for tomorrow's awesome Devo. Check back with Dylan for tomorrow's story. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.